As has been said, today marks the actual 33rd birthday of the founding of our church, and the church's birthday doesn't always fall on a Sunday. So I want to take some time to acknowledge this birthday and what the congregation does to make it special and unique. So the first thing I want to do is celebrate accomplishments and milestones of the past. Now, today we've come together for this historical event, the church, University Congregational Church, and its anniversary. But what we're coming together to celebrate is not the anniversary of this building, because of course the building, as Dr. Radigan said, was built after the church started. And the church is and always has been more than a building. We're really celebrating a people who, with vision and hope, established this community. Psalm 137 is a part of our traditional word for today, and it says, "Happy are those who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep God's decrees, who seek God with their whole heart, who also walk in God's ways and have their eyes fixed on all God's commandments. Let us praise God with upright hearts and keep God's righteous ordinances." Well, I can't celebrate this anniversary alone. Your participation is needed. As I have said before, preaching is not a spectator sport. So if you have something to celebrate from the past, please, there are people who are coming down the aisles with microphones. Please stand where you are, and a microphone will be brought to you, and say a few words, emphasis on few, about the past, things or people that you would like to celebrate, and when you are finished, the congregation will say, "We give thanks." So here's a practice run. We have accomplished so much in 33 years, a membership at one time of 600 members. We give you thanks. We have a history of quality music program and sermons. Okay, we have to be a little more energetic. This is not a funeral. We had a trip to the Holy Land 2 years ago, and 13 from our church went.
We give thanks.
Great. Now, it's your turn. Stand where you are and give thanks for a person or a thing or a program of the past.
We have one back here.
We give thanks to the music sponsors who have given so much to the students, who have created the most amazing celebration through music.
We give thanks.
I want to give thanks for Bob Scott. I came here in 1990, came from another church, wanted to sing in the choir. Bob said, "Come on in." And I want to give thanks for Michael Hannawald also, and for Paul.
I want to give thanks for Marianne Rainey, who was a light and an inspiration and a joy to all of us who knew her.
We give thanks.
I want to give thanks for everyone here. I have been here on and off for the past 11 years when my life has allowed me to play as much as I want to, and everyone has been incredibly supportive, and I'm very thankful to be here.
Choir has a lot to say.
I give thanks and recognize the most incredibly, insanely talented accompanist any church could ever be.
Did I hear you right? You called her insane?
Others?
We give thanks to this church for giving us a venue to perform our music, not only on Sunday mornings, but also at other times, usually at a cost much less than other venues would require from students.
Yes.
I give thanks for Jerry Honey, who has absolutely spent hours and hours transcribing the copies of sermons in the past 33 years to our website. Thank you, Jerry Honey.
We give thanks. You'll have another chance in a moment. Is that... I don't want to skip anyone. Okay. Microphone folk, just stay where you are. There are a couple more opportunities. Now we're going to look at our present, a celebration of current trends and the relationships that we enjoy here. And Isaiah 58 says this, "The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing stream." As I said, I can't celebrate this anniversary alone. Your participation is needed again. So if you have something to celebrate from the present, you're asked to stand and a microphone will be brought to you. Say a few words, like you did before, things or people you want to celebrate, and when you've finished, the congregation will say, "We are blessed." So let's try an example. Our hygiene pantry serves the needs of nearly 400 families per month. We are blessed.
I want to give thanks that I have a wonderful job here and that I can be my true self and work with wonderful people. Thank you.
We are blessed.
As a member of the gay community, we are blessed to have such a diverse place to come and worship.
We are blessed.
One of the beauties now is that Robin reminds us the church is the people, not the building. I had a friend who called the church the church house. It's just the place where we gather. But you know what? When people ask me, where do I worship? I say, when you go down 96 or Webb, do you see that white spire? That's where we worship, and I give thanks.
We are blessed. Have one in the balcony.
I give thanks to Emily Hurt for holding stretching yoga classes every Tuesday.
We are blessed.
I give thanks to Robin McGonigal for coming and joining our church, accepting our call, and helping us bring ourselves back together.
We are blessed.
George, we have one down here.
I give thanks for our Women's Guild. Our guild is a tremendous service to this church. We do the annual baby shower, as I know you are aware, where we provide all kinds of wonderful things for underprivileged mothers. And I give thanks for all the ladies under the leadership of Grace Neal who sew continually to make things, adorable things for those baskets. And the Women's Guild, in addition to those things, also provides the fellowship dinners for this church, all the organization and work that goes into that, as well as Cook's Night Out and multiple other opportunities for fellowship. All the money that we earn through projects goes to good causes. Our last donation was to the Autism Avenue, which benefits young people who are autistic and trying to develop job skills.
We are blessed.
I'm super blessed to be here. I didn't have Christ in my heart for a very long time until about a month ago when I came here, and you guys are awesome, and I'm so blessed to be here.
We are blessed.
average attendance is up to 161 people per Sunday, and our membership is almost to 300. So now we're going to move to the future, and we're going to claim some promises for our future as a church. You had an opportunity to think about that during the anthem. Proverbs 4:18. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. One of the most important theological books in the last 25 years is called A Theology of Hope. It's by Jurgen Moltmann, and he writes this: from first to last, Christianity is hope, looking forward and forward moving. From first to last, Christianity is hope, forward looking and forward moving. So again, your participation is needed. If you have something to celebrate about the future, please stand where you are. A microphone will be brought to you. And say a few words about our church's future, things or people you want to celebrate. And when you're finished, the congregation will respond, "We have hope." So I'm looking forward to Paul's ordination next year.
Lots of hope.
We have planned a mission trip to Nicaragua next year. Our stewardship of members continues to need to be increased so that the church can meet its long-term investments and the church's long-term investments won't be depleted. I have hope that our members will be good stewards.
We have
some others.
That no matter where we go, when the students graduate or wherever I go to, I will always have a home and a family. That's something I haven't had in a long time.
We have.
Thank you.
That we continue to offer an example in Wichita of our liberal approach to blessings to others and to inclusion and to the exciting idea of being a community.
We have hope.
Beth, do you have one? Yeah.
So welcoming to me and to others, and we all have times in our lives when we need someone from outside to kind of help us and give us that hope, and I'm so grateful to have found this place for that hope in my life.
We have hope.
That we'll finish before 11:30.
There you go. I put up with this every day. And I'm so glad. Please join me in a spirit of prayer and a spirit of celebration as we pray for our church. God of our past, we gather today to give thanks for the past. We think back to those who first had a vision of a church in this place, to those who have given their labor, their treasure, their time to make it happen. And as we remember the efforts of the founders and builders, we offer words of thanks and praise. God of our present, on this day we remember all that led this congregation to today. For 33 years of ministry to and with this community, for 33 years of growing together in love, for all that has made us what we are now. We give you thanks and we give you praise. God of our future, today we celebrate our hopes and dreams for the future of our church. We pray that we will grow in number, in spirit, and in ministry to this community, that we will grow in fellowship and in love. May we be a voice of welcome, a witness to your love, and an example of the radical acceptance that Jesus taught. Amen and amen. So we'll have to very quickly sing our congregational benediction because there are cookies. There are always cookies in Fellowship Hall. So as you're able, please stand and let's sing together our choral benediction.